I was just one of those games, man, where I hit one, then I hit two, and then all of a sudden I just started feeling good. I just started coming down and letting it fly.
When's the last time you felt that confident? I mean, pulling up on a fast break and hitting a three, it's pretty special.
Well, it's like you get in one of those moments where it's just out there having fun, man. And but like I said, man, all my teammates really looked for me and got me open, and today I made some shots.
Did you hear the crowd willing you on, Dom? Was that playing a part, or were you sort of blacked out? What
do
you, what's going through your mind?
Well, like, I hit a couple, then, like, I heard the fans start, like, every time I made one, so I try to, like, keep shooting it so I get the fans more involved.
Jeff, where does that performance rank in terms of individual displays you've coached?
Yeah, like, way up there. That's, you know, that second and third quarter, he was starting to feel in the second quarter and, you know, hit the one just before the half time, and we just kept on going back to him, and then he got on that roll. It was like, just get the ball to him, it doesn't matter, you know. And it was when we won the championship, he was pretty good in the finals too, so it'd be way up there.
He was scoreless in the first quarter, and you guys were sluggish as a whole. Did you have a word to him, or what was your message to the team?
Yeah, I think we scored 6 points like the first 8 minutes. We just I thought we came out really passive. It wasn't the intense level that we need, and that's why we didn't win the quarter. And we put a group in there the second quarter. It was really Damo and Dollar and Tommy and Jesse really got it going for us on the defensive end and sharing the ball. And, you know, then we got back into rhythm in that second quarter. And after that, we were pretty damn good.
You pulled Casey early. Was that an injury thing? Or?
Yeah, it was. He had a little niggle. That's just had to retape his ankle. You know, well, the first 2 minutes wasn't looking good, but yeah, he just got adjusted and came back out.
Yeah,
we needed that. We didn't play at the defensive level that we needed to. I thought you know, our ball pressure was pretty poor, and then we started to pick that up and get some deflections, some runouts, and you know, they were trying to be really physical with us in the first quarter, and we were trying to match that physicality with to use it against them, and then we got smarter with that.
What kind of statement does this make against a team that weeks ago,
the undisputed title? Oh, look, I don't think, you know, this league is so tough. You know, New Zealand are, you know, defending champions, and, you know, they've still got a lot. You know, you look at the other teams, every team's improved in this league. You know, Melbourne started off well, and, you know, they're very talented and still shot the ball unbelievably well, and look, it was our night tonight, and we'll take it and hopefully keep improving.
Can we get an update on Matty?
He
landed pretty hard on his shoulder.
Yeah, no, he was okay. He could have came back on. So we decided to rest him and Nate and Casey. We got some minutes under Damo and got him out the last couple of last little bit. And Jermaine started hitting some shots at the end. We got him out earlier too, but no, all good.
Was it a bit of heart in the throat and stuff when he went down?
Yeah, look, I didn't see it. And I know Matty's been, you know, pretty tough this year. He's been hit and played injuries, and the shoulder's popped out a number of times. So, look, he bounces back pretty strong. And I knew that if it's going to be a hard hit, it has to keep him down. But I was glad to see him get up.
So you think he'll be okay for this summer?
Yeah, he'll be okay, yep.
Dolly, you've set a new club record for three-pointers. How does that feel, beating out the likes of Ricky Grace and Mike Ellis?
No, it feels good, man. I just want to thank the coaching staff, Adam Forty. Every day at the practice, we always shoot, you know. And so far, season time, man, like, I haven't been shooting too well. So to come out tonight and really shoot the ball pretty good, it just shows that just keep faith, keep pushing, and eventually it'll start falling.
Yeah. Talk us through some of those shots where at the start it was right on the three-point arc, and then it was 1 meter back, 2 meters back, 3 meters back.
Well, you know, like, after a while, man, I just feel good, so I feel like I don't have a range. So I think one time I came down and, like, went to past half court and I shot it, and then I looked at coach like, my bad, coach, a little too far. But yeah, like, I was just feeling good, man, that's all it was.
Tom, the guys you were celebrating with over the other side of the court in the courtside seats, do you know those guys?
Yeah.
Were you just feeling good?
Yeah, no, I remember my first year here against the Breakers, I think I had like 8 threes, and he was like, Jermaine, go for the record. So I remember him, every game he's there, so every game I dap him up and say what's up to him.
Fair.
I remember that game. It was he had six in the first half. He also arrived late, so he's going to get roasted. And he came out and had 6-3, so I forgave him.
Jeff, as far as your perimeter defense goes tonight, you must have been happy with the way that went through the, specifically through the first 2-3 quarters.
Yeah, it was. Well, that changed the game. You know, we held them to 12 points in the second quarter. That changed the game. We outscored them by 22 in the second quarter. It had the intensity level that we needed, you know, and we carried that forward. We knew that they were going to come back pretty strong and they can hit, and I think they had a couple of charges there to get it maybe to 10 or 12. But, you know, then Jermaine was infectious out there, you know. The ball was moving. Sean hit a couple. Even Reece came in and hit some. So, you know, it was a good... good team play.
How important was it to keep Goulding to nine shots for the night, and how big was that moment then?
Yeah, I think he dropped his first 2 threes, didn't he? Had the 8 points real quick, and I thought, uh-oh. So I've seen Chris, you know, really get on fire from that. So, you know, we did a good job of limiting his touches, and Damo got a couple of steals, and, you know, Damo does what Damo does, and it's just great to have him back, because we feed off it.
There's a lot of games on the road now.
Mm.
What's your message to the lads about finding
the stretches? Yeah, we've got the next five on the road. It's really going to dictate our season, where we're going to finish. We finished strong here at home, but these next five games, you know, it's going to mark where we're going to finish in the season if we're in the top two. So, look, we'll enjoy tonight, and then tomorrow we'll get locked on with Sydney. Yeah.
After a win like tonight, do you feel like you've got a psychological edge? Oh,
look, it's, yeah, what, game two? We're pretty comfortable. You know, if we play the intense level, it's pretty good. We shot the ball really well tonight, and that's, we want to keep improving. We know we've got a lot of improvement. The chemistry in the team's great. The work ethic's great. And we just have to improve it when the bright lights come on.
Jeff, when you're up so big late in the game, is it a challenge for you to find the balance between the margin in the season series, which is obviously a very important consideration, and also the...
Yeah, well, the point spread is big. You know, we've lost that from New Zealand series. Even though we tied it, we still lost it. But getting the top two position is pretty crucial if you want to win a championship. You know, to get that first round at home, and you know, even to win a championship, get that home court advantage. So we know that you know, three teams, Melbourne, New Zealand, and us, are right up there. One game between top positions, so we know how tough it is, and if you know, that comes down to the split, so it's pretty important.
Dollar, I know there's a big picture in play, but you guys moved into top spot on the ladder tonight. Does that feel nice for a second?
Yeah, I mean, it feels good, but it's like midway through the season, so we know, like Coach said, just want to keep improving and show up with the toughness, and hopefully we can get some road wins coming up.
Is it important to back it up against Sydney?
Yeah, I mean, otherwise, if we lose to Sydney, then pretty much the win today, it didn't mean anything for us, because we took a step back. So hopefully we can keep our focus and Sunday get a win.
Dollar Casey's last couple of weeks, he's been terrific, really sort of staking his claim as the man on this team. Were you happy to get that mantle back tonight a little bit?
No, I mean, it's a team game. I mean, Casey's Casey, you know what I'm saying? We good friends on off the court, hang out all the time. He's on my foot when he comes over. So, yeah.
Don't forget who gave him the two passes for the alley-oop last week.
Yeah.
It was Jermaine. So we don't. We certainly leave our egos on the hook when we don't have a man of the team.
How exciting for you, Dollar, is it to see Casey's development over the past
I'm happy for him, excited for him. He's a good young player. Yeah.
Have you enjoyed taking on a little bit more of the playmaker mantle and spending time in the one while
Damo
was out?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind what I play, one or the two. I just want to come out, make plays for my teammates, and of course, when I'm at the one, I play one. At the two, then I'll play two.
Jeff,